Well, it's been just a week or two since the Chancellor announced his latest budget, and we're heading up towards that time of year when the self-employed all think, never mind Father Christmas, I've got to do my tax return. Sarah Tucker from CKLG Accountants has dragged herself from her deathbed to talk to us today. Sarah, hi.
Hello, it's not that bad, honestly.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Thanks for joining.
I'm just sounding a bit husky and gruff.
Oh, it's all right, bless you. You do sound like you've been through the wars. So let's just do a bit of a catch-up then. First thing is this budget that, frankly, we all knew about before the Chancellor even stood up, didn't we?
We did. I mean, it was pretty uneventful, to be honest. It was actually more of a spending review and recapping over things that he'd announced over the last 6 months. But then I have to say there were a couple of surprises in there that actually for us tax people, we are grateful for. And that is the extension from 30 days to 60 days to report the profit when you sell a residential property. And that is really welcome news because sometimes these calculations aren't straightforward. You know, if you're, for example, if you're trying to work out the capital gain on a property that was somebody's home and then they let it out and then they went abroad for a while for work and then they came back and reoccupied it, we have to look throughout over their entire, the entire time that they've owned that property to work out which bits of the gain fall into an exempt capital gains tax disposal, if you like, and a chargeable capital gains tax disposal. And that takes some digging around to get all those facts.
So that was in response to feedback, you think, was it? People were going, look, this is crazy. That's a good thing then, isn't it? If he's turned around and gone, all right, you know, if it's that tough, let's just give you a bit longer.
They listened. We're grateful. So big tick. We're happy. That's obviously for completions that occur that have occurred or will occur after budget day. So that's 27th of October.
Right.
So if you had a completion date prior to that, you're still under the old 30 days and you've got to get your finger out because you'll run into penalties for late filing.
Right. Okay. But the other things a lot. Last time we spoke, you know, you were saying, well, we've got this budget coming up, but they keep announcing stuff, and they've done this again, haven't they? They were doing it with several of the things that they've done. They don't seem to be quite so keen to just stick to doing it all on one day.
No, I have to say, when the Conservatives got re-elected about 3 years ago, we'd kind of understood that we'd have our main budget announcement in the autumn, and there'd be sort of, you know, a bit of a summary session going on in the March. But of course, this spring, the Chancellor announced the increases to corporation tax when he stood up in April, which we weren't expecting. And then, of course, you know, in September, which, well, actually we knew about it because the press leaked it, but equally it did come as a surprise. In September, we saw the increases to national insurance contributions by 1.25%. And also the dividend tax increases by 1.25% as well. And also a paper on how sole traders are going to pay their taxes as well. Again, they release these consultations where they have these ideas. They put them out there. They ask for professional bodies to comment, which is great to be involved. And then, you know, later on, they're talked about maybe in a budget or in actual fact that the budget, the 27th of October budget that we've just had, that was actually made part of the finance bill last week. Mm. So, and as part of that, the Chancellor did confirm that the changes to the way self-employed people are going to be taxed is coming in from April 2023. And for sole traders, that is generally going to mean that you're going to, depending on the year end you operate, that you draw your accounts to, we're going to see potentially a bunching of profits. We're going to see potentially an acceleration of tax payments. And we've got to be prepared for this. So in actual fact, even though Rishi, his announcements a couple of weeks ago, in fact, it was 2 weeks today, were pretty uneventful, there's actually a lot in the bag already that we're working on And that's all of what we've just talked about.
Right. Now, we're going to talk about tax returns and tips for that shortly. But for the immediate future, then, when people say, oh, April 23, there's a whole group of us, and I'll put myself in that bracket, that go, April 23, a bit like my Christmas shopping, I'll think about it in March 23. But what should people be doing now?
Okay, well, let's just take a step back. We'll talk about tax returns in a minute. But the immediate thoughts that we're having at the moment is the changes that come in from April 2022,
right?
Which actually are more straightforward and actually a compliance point is that all of that registered businesses, irrespective of your income levels, need to be making tax digital and doing their quarterly filing, etc., from April 2022. So those of you that are operating your own businesses and are VAT registered but are still not making tax digital compliant, then by April 2022, you've got to get on with it. So that's the first deadline that we're approaching. And also with the increases in the National Insurance dividend tax rate, we're actually starting to talk to clients about how that can be mitigated. And that's around maybe the timing of dividend payments. Yes, we've had a tricky 18 months, but you know, some companies have actually and been quite successful, yes. Actually, I hate to say it, over the last 18 months when a lot have struggled. But it's all about whether, and again, depending on the cash flow of the business, whether bonuses and dividend payments, any money that you're extracting out of your company can be done before this 1.25 NIC, 1.25 dividend tax increase kicks in before April 2022. And also salary sacrifice arrangements, which are becoming hugely popular. If you salary sacrifice pension contributions, not only are you getting tax relief, you're getting national insurance relief as well. Mm. So if your company can think about arranging salary sacrifice schemes for employees, such as pension schemes, such as cycle to work schemes, very popular, obviously, in Cambridge, and arranging that ASAP, then your employees will see more benefit in that arrangement after April 2022 when the tax rates go up. So again, that's electric company cars are becoming incredibly popular. And, you know, I think probably the demand's outstripping the supply at the moment because the benefit in kind on that is tiny at the moment.
Isn't that interesting? Because that was always bought in as a way of paying people without paying people. And then suddenly they twigged on that and now suddenly it's a scheme to get us all to drive electric cars again.
Well, it is. But you think about the knock on effect of the whole in the purse later on, though, where people aren't paying those that have got that, those that are moving from a conventional company car with a reasonably high benefit and kind of fuel charge they'll be paying tax on, as opposed to one that's it's certainly trimmed down if you go for a hybrid car. If you go for an electric car, it's 1-2%. So and that's of the list price of the car. So, you know, and the more people that opt for electric car, the less tax the government are collecting. So I don't know how that's going to balance out long term. So that will be an interesting one.
They'll be philanthropic about it, Sarah. They're saving the planet. They won't mind. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Well, that's what we've got to think about now, haven't we? We are saving the planet.
Absolutely.
Which is very important.
Indeed. All right, then. So, as we say, for a whole chunk of people, though, Christmas isn't Christmas without filling in your tax returns. And you've got some hints and tips for us ahead of this year's one.
Yeah, just a few hints and tips, Neil, because obviously the last 18 months has been challenging. And of course, the 21 tax returns cover income from April 20 to April 21. So you're really going back over that difficult time people might have had. So those that did claim any grants, the Self-Employed Income Support Grant, SEISS, don't forget that whilst they were nice to have, they do count as taxable income. And don't forget to include them on your tax return form. There should be three, by my recollection, that mm-hmm. will go on the 21 tax return, and they're taxed effectively when they're received. So self-employed people should have had three in the year to 5th of April 21. And also don't forget that there is the opportunity as well to, when you've done your tax return, you're probably looking at maybe a lower income position or a higher income position. If you know for this tax year you're going to pay your income is still being depleted because of COVID, or maybe other reasons, or maybe you've completely decided to, you know, go into a new business and you're incurring a lot of startup costs, then there is the ability to reduce the payments of tax that you make on account of a future year as well. So whatever tax you pay for last year, there is the opportunity to reduce the payments on account. One thing we've seen actually with HMRC is that a lot of people have had to maybe cash in bonds or life assurance policies to make ends meet. And if you make, it's called a chargeable event gain. If you make a chargeable event gain, the provider will stop 20% tax automatically on it, which is good news. And if you're a basic rate taxpayer, there's nothing more to do. But if you're a higher rate taxpayer, the gain puts you into higher rates, then that gain is effectively spread over the number of years you've held this policy. There is a form of top slicing relief to try and relieve the extra tax that you'll pay by having all this gain put in one tax year.
Right.
But HMRC's calculations are getting this top slicing relief wrong. So it's very important that you do, if you have a life assurance gain and HMRC are telling you that you pay that you owe more tax than you think you owe, then it's best to really check it out. Because I think their systems are struggling with how top slicing relief operates.
Okay.
So that's they're key points that we're seeing at the moment. And of course, you can still claim the working from home. It's not much, £6 a week. But if you work from home, even for one day during 2021, you can claim the relief. Every little helps.
It does. And as you say, it's been a difficult year. That period 2020 to 2021 has been. If you've never done it before, now is the time to probably just run this past a tax expert and make sure you filled in your forms properly.
Yes, I think so. And also with the for those that are self-employed as well, with the transition that's going to come to, they're going to be taxed on a different basis from April 2023. So if you have been making losses because of COVID, been struggling, or if you have an early accounting date, so maybe 30th of April, 30th of May, that you draw your accounts to, whereby you're realising your profit earlier than you're paying your tax, it might be worth thinking about looking at changing your accounting date and just how the new rules are going to affect you. And it's really to help you manage your cash flow. So once you get into these transitional years, then it's not going to be so much of a surprise, because it is still challenging out there for many.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, one thing with the self-employed and this change to the way they're going to pay tax is, it's important to dig out, I'm going to say overlap profit, and that's it. It's a technical term, but when you started your business, or if you've had a business going for years, and it was certainly started sort of pre the mid-1990s even, under the current basis that profits are taxed, there's always a doubling up of profits being taxed in those earlier years, and that's called overlap profit. If people can find out what that is, then that's going to help ease the burden of this transitional year and the basis that self-employed people are going to be taxed in the future.
There you go. Something to do while the Queen's on the telly on Christmas Day. Sarah, I'll let you get back and rest your voice, but it's been lovely. And thank you for getting out and stretching your vocal cords for us today.
I haven't shouted at you.
No, you're fine. Always sound advice as well. So it's advice well received. Sarah Tucker from CKLG Accountants, thanks ever so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Neil.